Father, we give you the praise.
And we give you the honor.
Be glorified and be honored and be adored for a day like this. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to this service this morning in the name of Jesus. We are going to trust God to be as sharp as we can. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 9. The Bible said, holding the mystery of faith, of the faith, in a pure conscience. The mystery of the faith. The subject before us this morning is titled, The Mystery of Faith. Our objective is to unravel the mystery of faith. And the clarity is, for most people, faith is a mystery. What is faith about? What does faith strive to achieve? There are four reasons why faith is a capital necessity. Number one, I said it in the first service. Faith is required for our overall victory in life. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is required for overall victory in life. Number two, faith is critical to life in quality and durability. Again, like I said, this was mentioned in the first service. The just shall live by his faith. The quality of our lives, the duration of our lives on earth, can be anchored and determined by our faith. Number three, faith is our shield against strange arrows and attacks of the enemy. There are people who have died suddenly, cut short suddenly, for the bankruptcy of faith. It's a shield against strange arrows and attacks of the enemy. And number four, faith is the foundation of our salvation. We are saved by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8, we are saved, for by grace are ye saved through faith. So if faith determines our life, faith determines our victory, faith guarantees our shield, faith is the basis of our salvation, then faith, it's important for us to know faith and how to walk in faith. So what is faith? I'll give four definitions which we have not seen in the first service. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. 1b, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is getting evidence of things we expect out of the Word of God. Getting the evidence of things we expect out of the Word of God. There are things we expect, things we haven't seen. For example, our divine health. The Bible says by His stripes we are healed. When we go into the Word to get the evidence of our health, when we are expecting to be healed, that is called faith. Whether it is the evidence of what God did in the lives of others, or the evidence of what God promised us, we get into the word to get the evidence of things we expect. This is how it is. Faith is like having a purchase receipt of products that are not yet in your hands. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You have the purchase receipt. It has been paid for. Somebody paid for it and gave you the receipt. But the product is not yet in your hands. You go to show the receipt so that you can get the products. Jesus paid for our health. He paid for our life. He paid for our fulfillment. So we go to get the purchase receipt out of the world to present it so that the goods can enter our hands. It's faith. Number two, faith is using the Word of God to create realities out of the invisible. Again, faith is using the Word of God to create realities out of the invisible. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 3b, he said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen, that's the B part, were not made of things which do appear. Using the Word of God to create realities out of the invisible. Bringing the invisible into the visible realm. Somebody say amen. Now, the Word of God in your spirit is invisible. The Word of God in your mind is invisible. The Word of God in your mouth, they can be heard but can't be seen. These are invisible. Using the Word from the book, the Word in your spirit, the Word in your heart, the Word in your mouth to bring reality to pass is called faith. Am I communicating? Somebody say aloud, amen. When in 2007, we were at the National, please sit down. God bless you. We are at the National Stadium in Abuja. And for many, many reasons, I announced to the church that very soon we shall be in a stadium that is our own. But the difference between this and that is that this will be bigger and this will have a roof. That which I said was invisible Nobody had seen it. But take your seat. I had seen it from the word. It was in my spirit. It was in my mind. Then it came through my mouth. 2007 to 2014, when we came to this land to break the ground. That is 7 clear years. Even though it tarry, we waited for it. And it came to pass. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at Mark chapter 11 verse 23. It said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those words which he spake. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? No. In the realm of faith, we don't speak words, we speak things. That those things which he speak. When you speak by faith, your words are not just vocals, they are things. They are tangibility. In the realm of faith, words are things. So, that verse of scripture that said by his stripes you are healed is not just saying a word, he's speaking to you a thing. Take your seat. So, we are taking these things that are invisible from the word, put it in our mind, put it in our heart, then we speak them from our mouth, then we act them, and the outcome is that what was not visible to anybody before. Maybe all along you were the only one that was seeing them. They became visible to everybody. Because by faith, you are bringing things from the realm where nobody could see. And you brought the things into the realm where everybody can see. Somebody say aloud, amen. In my medical school, final year, 30 something years ago, where they said, what do you look forward to? What's your vision? I said, going around the world. It's in our yearbook. Going around the world with strange manifestations of the power of God. You are talking to a class of medical students. Some are believers, some are not. Going around the world with strange demonstrations of the power of God. Even if it took decades, those things came to pass. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. And we are in the realm of those things now. Let's go to the next one. What is faith? Number three, faith is accessing the rewards and provision of God. Through diligently seeking Him in personal relationship and scriptural insight. Say that again. Faith is accessing the rewards and provisions of God through diligently seeking Him and through personal relationship. Hebrews 11:6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There are rewards for people of God. There are provisions for the people of God. As you seek God in personal relationship and you seek Him in the Word, being able to seek Him in relationship and in the Word to collect these rewards is called faith. You seek God to know Him. You seek God to know Him through His Word. You seek God to do what gives God pleasure. And then you access His provisions. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is, you sought God enough to know His path to the provisions, and you got it. Finally, this is the heart of the matter. Faith is obeying the instructions of God to confirm that you believe Him. Obeying the instructions of God to confirm that you believe Him. In order to commit Him to keep His promises. Say that again. Faith is obeying the instructions of God to confirm that you believe Him. In order to commit Him to keep His promises. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 and 2. If you shall hearken diligently to the voice, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come. If you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 I tell this pastor here, sit down. I tell this pastor here, I said, stand up and hold this microphone for me while I declare the release of God's power on the people. And when you have helped me to do that, I will lay hands on you and pray for you. Then he remained seated. He said, please help me to do that. Then he remained seated. You know what that action says? I heard what you said, but I don't believe you will do what you said. He may even quote it. But for as long as he doesn't do what I said to do, he doesn't believe that I will do what I say I will do. So the journey of faith is a journey of obedience. Okay. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. What am I looking for? I want Him to bless my bread and my water. I want Him to take sickness away from the midst of me. I want Him to fulfill the number of my days. So what do? I donate myself to serve the Lord my God. Because I believe that if I serve Him, He will do what He said He will do. Take your seat. So anybody who does not have an instruction to obey is not on the journey of faith. Am I communicating at all? I will just give you two examples. Number one, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 5. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless anyone who blesses you, and I will curse anyone who curses you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What happened in verse 4? And Abraham departed. There are many things there. Number one, I should get out of my father's house. Why? There are many people who ask questions and they analyze divine instructions, so they paralyze divine manifestations. Did you hear what I said? They analyze divine instructions, so they paralyze divine. It's the paralysis of analysis. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The next question is, where am I going? You say I should go. I should just start going. How far is the journey? That is what faith does to you. You suspend your senses temporarily. I believe you. I believe you will not mismanage my life. So I am stepping out. I don't know how long the journey will take, but I am going. Did God fulfill his promise or not? So in faith, you obey divine instructions to confirm that you believe him. To confirm that you are not doubting what he said. To confirm you are not suspecting him. In order to commit him to do what he promised to do. Somebody say a loud amen. Example number two, Peter at the lake of Gennesaret. Peter, after he had toiled, he was washing his net, Luke chapter 5, and he had caught nothing. As the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. After Peter finished listening to the word, there are too many things, but we don't have the time to analyze them right now. And he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Peter almost missed it when he began to analyze the situation. Master, we have toiled all the night. We are taking nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, when he has done the word, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes and the net break. Let me give you a simple faith equation. So faith is hearing the word, believing the word, and in some cases, speaking the word. It's hearing the word, believing the word, in certain cases speaking the word, but most importantly doing the word. Hearing the word, believing the word, saying the word in some cases, but most importantly doing the word to experience results. Most people quote, get the word, claim the word. But most times they don't do the word. There's nothing they have done to show that they believe God, to commit God to doing his part. Somebody say amen. Sometimes rejoicing is an action. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Sometimes being excited can be deliberate and intentional and a faith action. Refusal to borrow is a faith action. Even though I have the need to borrow, the word of God told me, you shall lend and you shall not borrow. I will believe the word. I better sink with God than shine without him. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you say, I should lend to nations and I should not borrow, and I have pressure to borrow, I am going to believe you that lending to nations is my portion. So I'm looking forward to you on how you are going to get me out of this mess now. And then your faith moved. All of a sudden a door opened. All of a sudden supplies came. Oh yeah. Faith is doing the word. The word of God said it, you heard it. You did it. And you got the answers. Somebody, answers are coming your way. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Let's get through what we saw just now. The first, about faith is getting the evidence of the things we expect out of the word. How to remember this is like having the receipt of a purchase made and the goods are not yet in your hands. Secondly, faith is using the word of God to create the realities out of the invisible. Understand that when we speak in faith, we are not speaking words, we are speaking things. And third, that faith is accessing the rewards and provisions of God by diligently seeking him. And fourth, faith is obeying the instructions of God to confirm that you believe him in order to commit him to keep his promises. We saw two examples. The example of Abraham and the example of Peter at the Lake of Gennesaret. The instruction, the counsel, twofold counsel is constant for the first service and the second. And that is pursue the knowledge of God and relationship with God. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Pursue the knowledge of God. For when we know God, faith is effortless. To know him is to trust him. And to trust him is to walk in faith. When you know him, doubt does not exist when you know him. And finally, pursue light and insight from the word of God. Especially in the area of your challenge. Is there an area where you feel challenged? Pursue light. Pursue insight. Let it fuel your faith. God said this. The word of God said this. This cannot be so in my life. This cannot be so in my life. On the basis of the word. I heard the story of Novel Hayes. His daughter had a growth on the face. And he looked into the word, and the Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. And every day she stood in front of the mirror, both her and the father, cursed the growth. You don't have a place here. Jesus took you already. Jesus took you already. You don't have a place here. One day she woke up to go and curse the growth as usual. It was nowhere to be found. Faith took care of it. The word took care of it. The power of God took care of it.
A woman sat on a wheelchair. I believe it was a book written by Don Basham. Face Up with a Miracle or something. And she was reading the book on the wheelchair. And the word became fire in her spirit. Wow. Is this real? The word of God, is this real? Wow. Then suddenly she, wait a minute, what's going on? Wheelchair is at the back. She's still with the book. The faith fired light into her spirit, jerked her up before she knew she had the time to doubt. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud, most amen. How many of you believe today is your day? I announce to you today in this season of faith, your faith shall walk. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Your faith shall walk. Your faith shall produce resolve. Your faith shall change stories. Your faith shall change lives. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And just right now, thank the Lord for his word to you. Thank him for his word to you. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands high. Thank him. And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Sing it two more times. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. Sing, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Lift your hands high. And all glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All glory, all glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hallelujah for the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord God. Oh, many potent praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah
for the Lord God,
omnipotent reigner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we worship you. Can you begin to just appreciate within the next 1 minute all the things you are expecting from God? They may not have happened yet, but you are expecting them from God, and you know they will happen. Lift your voice and say, Father, I thank you because your word said, surely there is an end, and my expectation shall not be cut short. I believe, Lord, that my expectations shall not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you for hearing and for answering. In Jesus' precious name.